Secretary Hepler. Kevin Roblin here again, Deputy Secretary with Game Fish and Parks. Just wanted to give you a brief update on where we're at with non-meandered waters. At the last meeting, our April meeting, we had about 4,280 acres of non-meandered waters that were marked closed across the state. That number actually dropped by 1,285 acres in the last 30 days. We are now at 2,995 acres closed, that are marked closed, and a lot of that was Reitz Lake. Reitz Lake opened up here to the public on May 1st. That'll be open through September 30th. And so we're looking forward to getting folks out to Reitz Lake, having a great opportunity there to catch some of those trophy bluegill and crappie and walleye for that matter, and also a great bass fishery. So we encourage folks to go utilize that opportunity on Reitz Lake. We did take three water bodies off that closure list, just folks that wanted to keep their water bodies closed for the ice fishing season, but did not want to mark those water bodies closed with buoys during the open water season. So that is why some of those numbers change every year. We had this very similar thing happen in 2018. We expect this kind of process to be similar year after year, just because the marking requirements do require folks to purchase buoys, a specific type of buoy. And it is tough to keep those buoys in place, especially with those strong South Dakota winds. So we are currently out there making sure the water bodies that are marked properly with the official signs or buoys, and so far so good. So things are going well up in the Northeast and across eastern South Dakota, and I just wanted to keep you in the loop on that. Another update just on the Adopt a Lake program. We have staff currently putting Adopt a Lake events together. Those are lakeshore cleanup days, essentially, to get groups and organizations out there picking up trash along those shorelines, along the road ditches of those lakes. That was very well received last year. Actually, our Adopt a Lake crew internal staff got a trailer. We put a grant in, and they got a cleanup trailer. So we'll have that all branded with Adopt a Lake logo. That trailer then will be available for those Adopt a Lake cleanup events. We're hoping to have at least 15 events across eastern South Dakota, and hopefully maybe some even across western South Dakota in 2019. So all ongoing efforts. Just wanted to keep everybody informed on those things. And with that, are there any questions?
Questions? Mr. Olson.
Thank you. Kevin, remind me, on Reitz Lake, did we decide to leave that as a catch and release lake only, or can you keep a walleye that's over 28 inches?
Commissioner Olson, great question. The regulation that was approved was from the time frame of May 1st through September 30th, angler could keep one walleye over 28 inches, one perch over, I believe it's 14 inches, one bluegill over 10 inches, and one crappie over 15 inches. So it does have that trophy caliber class. You can keep trophy fish out of Reitz Lake, and then during the time it's closed to public access, it goes back to statewide regulations.
Any other questions? Commissioner Boyd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Boyd here. Great to hear so many areas are open up in the Northeast. The high water issues, the flooding, what kind of issues are we seeing in our areas with access?
Yeah, no, access is an issue right now with the high water in some lakes. You know, a lot of these areas we can't get our boat ramps in because the water is so high. We're waiting for some of that water to recede, and maybe Commissioner Whitmire can attest to some of those conditions. He's at ground zero there in Webster. But for the most part, we're doing what we can to get boat docks in where we can, and make sure those ramps are in decent enough condition to launch boats. But it definitely does have an impact. I just talked to Rhett Russell, our guy that's putting our boat docks in, and some others, and it is a challenge this year, especially when the water is so high. Another thing with that, you know, we're seeing water levels similar to 2010, and with that comes a fishery potential where those perch can really take off. When high water occurs, it takes about 2-3 years to really see that fishery respond to that high water. So we do expect, you know, some of these fisheries to kind of rebound, which at the end of the day could lead to some of those access issues as well. So we'll keep everybody informed on that, and I'll make sure the commission has any updates as soon as I get them.
Any other questions or comments? Nope. Thank you, Kevin, very much.
Thank you.